Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This hour is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
It's time for 5 on. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris bring you 5 topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Number 1.
This is 5 on It with Marshall Harris and Mark Grody in for Layla Rahimi. Here is question number 1. The Cubs are reportedly calling up their top prospect, outfielder Owen Casey. How do you expect manager Craig Counsell to adjust the lineup to include Casey?
Well, I would imagine that he's going to go pretty easy with him at first. I mean, if there's any indication that we've seen from Craig Counsell in terms of how he uses young players, I guess I'll address the lineup part of this first. Way down in the lineup, and I know that's not exactly original managerial thinking, but he's had success with it with obviously Matt Shaw this year, PCA, at least starting him down in the order. I think that's been really important for him. Even veteran players like Dansby Swanson being moved down. So I think that there's enough material there to know that Owen Casey's going to be down in the lineup. What I'm not positive about is the outfield rotation or what he gets to do defensively at this point, because everything is filled at the end. I mean, you have 3 good outfielders out there. Do you work him in as a DH, and do you do it right away? I don't have a problem with that. Like, if they want to provide, if he's activated and he is with the Cubs in Toronto tonight, I got no problem with him being inserted into the lineup tonight late in the order.
Here's why I like the idea of him going up against Max Scherzer. Just straight up. Just put him in the lineup. He doesn't know what he doesn't know yet. He's hot. He's been hot for a long time. He's been mashing at AAA. And he's not affected by the slump that the Cubs have been in. He's just a guy that's showing up to go hit. Kind of like what we saw with Moises Ballesteros. So if you want to just throw him in at DH or even at one of the outfield spots.
That's where it gets curious for me, though, because defenses, we know how important it is, and reports are good for Owen Casey, but he's not a better outfielder than anybody they have in that outfield right now.
But
right?
If you stuck him out in right field,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, maybe that'd be good for Tucker.
Or you put him at DH.
Yeah.
Give Tucker the day off and put Seiya Suzuki out in right field.
I like the idea of Tucker not having to play defense. Just anything. Look, if Tucker can just say I'm trying anything, like taking batting practice outside, take him out of the outfield for a couple of games. Let him DH.
But ultimately, I want to remind people, 5-year deal, $40 million. That's how much they're paying Craig Counsell to manage. That's how much they're paying him to come from Milwaukee to here and bring the winning here. So, by the way, the winning's still in Milwaukee. I just want to point that out. The winning is still there. But now you want to get Craig Counsell to make the most of what you have. This is his job. This is where he gets paid the big bucks. Back-to-back 83 and 79 years. No doubt in my mind they will get to 90 wins, which is what Craig Counsell said they needed to get into the playoffs. But now you need to make the most of this lineup, find a way to get this win against the team with the best record in the American League in the Blue Jays, figure it out against the Pirates, and then go into this series and take 4 of 5 at minimum against the Brewers at home next week.
Jesus.
I think you guys are missing a name here. We love him on the show very much. He plays left field. We know him for his glove. If I am Craig Counsell, I am taking out Ian Happ of the lineup. I'm putting him on my bench. He's going to be the best pinch hit hitter that you will have on this team. Great for the playoffs. Ian Happ, you did a great job, but I would rather put in the new blood in the left field because Ian Happ just hasn't been great.
Wait, you mean for more than one game? You're saying for the duration?
I would start Owen Casey over Ian Happ. I would do that.
Ian
Happ has been unreliable as a hitter, and even in defense, he has had many errors.
And to some degree, I like it, Robbie. And to some degree, Ian Happ has gotten a pass just because the slumps of your two perceived superstars in PCA and Kyle Tucker have been so loud, and some of the guys that you expect more from. But yeah, we're all watching Ian Happ out there, and it has not been good. I kind of like that, Robbie.
Well, five on it. I was just going to say, I mean, I don't think he's made an error. You said
Happ.
He's made an error this season.
And he's thrown guys out.
He's dropped the play in the outfield. I don't know if that counted as an error. And also that play, I think, last week against the Reds. It was obviously a weird bounce against the ball, but it went loose. And it's just like, and there's also communication errors with him and PCA.
There have been a few of those this year.
It's just like, I cannot be like, oh, he's that good of a defender where we can't take him off the field.
I will say this, though. When you add another new player to the outfield, you can't expect there to be fewer communication errors. On that aspect of it.
Yeah, no,
but
that,
I do not
true.
Disagree with the hitting part of that.
All right.
Number two.
Jameson Taillon made a rehab appearance last night. He threw 5 1/3 scoreless innings. His next start will come in the huge series against Milwaukee. Give your desired starting rotation order now that Taillon and Javier Assad are back in the mix.
I love this question, and I have held off all day not getting information out of Marshall on his top five. You go first, sir.
You ready?
Yeah.
Number one, Matthew Boyd is my number one starter.
Okay.
Number two, Cade Horton is my number two starter.
Bears.
Number three, Shota Imanaga is my number three starter. Number four, Jameson Taillon is my number four starter.
Okay.
And starter number five,
yes,
rounding it out, because he won't be as bad as you just saw him, as Javier Assad.
Oh, my God.
That is my starting five. Let me explain why.
Okay.
Matthew Boyd, he's just been that dude. All season long, he's been their most consistent starter, available every fifth day to go out there and keep his team in the ball game. That's what he's done. He's had one outing in which he's given up more than four runs. He's had two outings in which he's given up more than three runs. That's a lot of starts. Cade Horton second, not just because of his recent just explosion in terms of giving up just one run since the All-Star break, but also he's a righty. Break up your lefties. Shota Imanaga third, he's the lefty. Otherwise, he'd probably be number two. Jameson Taillon, he's experienced. Let him cook, and then Javier Assad goes number five.
Okay.
What you got?
Okay. We do have some differences.
As we should.
I like that we have differences. Matthew Boyd is my top starter, so we definitely agree there. And he's just been awesome. He is your ace this year. There's no other way around it. I do have Shota Imanaga as my number two guy, because I just think on the overall, he is your second best pitcher in this rotation. The experience factor, what he did last year, what we know he is. There's not a whole lot of unknown when it comes to Shota Imanaga, and the known is very good with Imanaga. So I go Shota Imanaga two. Cade Horton is number three. Last night, my eyes were wide open.
Good.
In seeing Cade Horton and what he can do. It did take me to another level with Cade Horton on what he might be with the Cubs in the future, as in maybe he is a number one or a number two pitcher in a starting rotation. That entered into my mind as a possibility. I'm not completely convinced yet, but I'm pretty convinced that he is the third most effective pitcher on the Cubs right now. So he is number three. I then go Jameson Taillon, the veteran, who I think that is a perfect place for Jameson Taillon at this point in terms of what you expect to get out of Taillon. And then number five, we did have a difference of opinion there. I think what I'm leaning more towards, what we saw from Javier Assad might be untenable and might carry over. Then he just didn't look ready. It just, like, look, Assad has always been a pitcher who gets himself into trouble maybe not a lot, but when he does get himself into trouble, a lot of times he gets himself out of that. We didn't see that. Everybody was squaring him up. Yeah, he can improve, but if you're asking me right now, Colin Ray has been pretty damn dependable, so Colin Ray over Javier Assad.
That's crazy to me.
What? Crazy?
Yeah, I think Colin Ray...
Did you watch Javier Assad pitch? And when was... I don't recall Javier Assad being a star at any point in time. Like, why are you so beholden to Javier Assad over Colin Ray, who's had a nice year as a fifth starter?
I don't know. Maybe because Javier Assad's a ground ball pitcher, and I like my pitchers to keep the ball on the ground when I can help it.
Okay.
Also, if you go back and see what he's done the last couple of years, a 3.05 ERA... in 2023, 3.73 ERA in 2024, both numbers that Colin Ray would be happy to get to.
Well, I'm talking about the now, man.
Yeah.
I'm looking at what's right in front of me, and like Colin Ray for a fifth starter has been good, right? Relative to that, like why would you take a chance on
developing? You say take a chance like Colin Ray is this world beater.
I'm saying like do you really want to waste games right now?
No, I don't. That's why I look at things like the 4.67 FIP. That's fielding independent pitching
don't
for Colin Ray.
You FIP me.
Yeah,
mister.
I'm fipping you off.
You fipping me off? I don't appreciate it.
And the 4.09 ERA, he's been able to keep them tight, but I'm saying I think Assad gives him a better chance to win games. And I like Colin Ray better as a swingman than I do Javier Assad a swingman.
Number three.
Fit me.
Besides Caleb Williams in our third question on Five on It with Mark Grody, Marshall Harris, third question. Besides Caleb Williams, which Bears starter are you most excited to see play against the Bills in Sunday's preseason game?
God, you know who I think it is? I think it's Roma Dunze. I want to see what the development is, because we haven't talked a whole lot about Odunze. I haven't been to Bears in a little while myself. I've been hearing that there is a nice chemistry building between Caleb Williams and Roma Odunze, but I also think we project that, like, because we assume that since they both came in together and the nice story of them both being first round and like this being symbolic of changing the Bears offense, like
how's that change been so far?
It hasn't, and we've put all of the culpability on the quarterback as opposed to, or let's say 90% of it at this point. Not a lot of heat going Roma Dunze's way in terms of he's got to be that first round pick. He's got to be that player. So I think Roma Dunze is a guy that I will be watching very closely.
That's because the ball's got to get delivered to him.
Hey, man. No, you're right. Did I not give 90% of the blame to Caleb Williams?
So he gets 10% of the blame? I don't think...
First round pick is a wide receiver. There better be a little special. There better be a little special in you. So that's why I think he's going to be good. Like, I'm not saying, like...
I think Colson Loveland's going to steal his shine as far as those big plays that you're talking about, the third down, all of it. Watch how it's drawn up by Ben Johnson. Watch the progressions and see where Roma Dunze falls in line. It's going to be behind Loveland. Maybe not the beginning, because Loveland's still a rookie trying to figure it out, but... I mean, I say not trying to figure out. He looks pretty good.
No, he is the guy on the Bears roster that if anybody like opened like that aha moment. And it's not like the big plays necessarily that Colston, because it's not like there's been a bevy of them. Just looks different, moves different, separation is different, route running is different, body is different. It's all like, and if you're at the game, watch how they use him. Watch him going in motion. Watch him jumping into the slot. Watch him on the outside.
That's my point.
It's something to see.
Yeah, so you're right. But you're wrong. I mean, you're way more wrong than right.
Well,
you need to be watching one guy. On Sunday, Caleb Williams won. Number two, Dio Odingbo. Do something.
Okay.
Do something.
Yeah. Right. Don't just look good. Because he looks good, man. Big, tall, strong guy. Like, he looks like he's like Alonzo Spellman out there. He looks like he could get to the quarterback.
I want to hear us talking about you more than we talk about, I don't know, Austin Booker on Monday.
Oh, how
about that?
Yeah, I'm with that. But I'll take another 2.5 sacks out of Austin Booker.
But I need something from Dio Odingbo.
Who do we need something from on defense? Do we need Tyreek Stevenson to?
Odingbo! That's the guy.
Well, dang, but I'm coming up with mine, too.
Oh, I'll come up with an offensive player.
I didn't mean to make less important your pick on defense. I was just thinking of other guys.
I've got something on offense since you want to go too deep.
All right. Yeah. Is there anybody other than Tyreek Stevenson that I really... Yeah, I want to see Tyreek Stevenson come up with a pick. Just so we can just put all of it.
David Eckstein.
Yeah, David Eckstein. He grinds.
I got one for you. I would love if the starters are playing for Montez Sweat to be splashy in this game.
Sweaty. Splashy, sweaty.
That's right.
Splashy, sweat. Write that down, Robbie.
And our offense for splashy, me, I'm not even looking at a player. I'm just watching the left tackle spot the entire time that Caleb Williams is out there and seeing what's happening.
I love it.
Number four.
Rank the teams in Chicago from most to least miserable. Most to least miserable.
Okay. I hate the way you pose the question.
Are we starting with least or most? Yeah. Which way are we going? Are we starting with the least miserable or the most miserable?
Well, he just said the least miserable to the most miserable. Why
most
does that have to be
least
miserable? Why does it?
We said most to least?
Yeah. Why do we have to do degrees?
Yeah, you guys need to write this down. Okay, listen. Yes.
Mark Grody, I think you're well aware that there's a lot of misery in Chicago sports. Do not try to downplay
it,
sir.
Right, okay, right. I'm sorry.
Most miserable.
Yeah, what's the most miserable team in Chicago? Oh, yeah. They make you miserable.
They're just going to be on this treadmill. Enjoy the treadmill ride. Treadmill to nowhere.
Uh-huh.
Got that?
Gotcha. I am writing.
Misery treadmill.
Write mine down. Bulls.
Yeah, no, I'm writing mine down. I'm trying to do mine while you're talking. Go ahead.
Second most miserable, the Blackhawks.
Okay.
I need something, Connor. I need something, guys. Okay? Third most miserable. You're gonna hate this. The Bears.
Okay.
The Bears. I need to see it. Fourth most miserable. The Cubs. I'm going the wrong direction. It's the White Sox, then the Cubs.
Okay.
White Sox, then the Cubs.
White Sox, the Cubs.
I could see the rain, and I could see where that rainbow is going to pop up for the White Sox.
Really?
Yeah.
Can't stop the rain.
I can't see that yet for the Bears.
So the White Sox are the least miserable team in Chicago?
No. The Cubs are least miserable.
Oh, okay.
Okay, the most miserable, I hate to say, but since you, I'm just going to pick up where you just were talking. It's the White Sox. The White Sox are the most miserable team in town right now until things get better. What are you looking at me like that for? Dude, it's still not out of the realm of possibility. They're going to lose, what, 90, how many games
this year? They might lose 100 games.
They might lose 100 games for a third straight season. How is that not? I mean, that's historically bad. How are the Sox not the most miserable franchise in town right now?
I like the manager, and I like a lot of the players that have already come up, and I like some of the players that are going to come up.
What does the manager do? He's just not... Is he just not his predecessor? Is that it?
Sometimes that's
I honestly feel like that's what we're grading him on, right? I have no idea if he's a good manager. I just know he's not the predecessor.
Okay.
Yeah.
I even like Lewis Robert Jr.'s turnaround since the All-Star break.
Okay.
I'm higher on the White Sox than I have been in probably 2 years.
Well, you're consistent because I know how miserable the Bulls make you. So I think that makes, like, I know you. So
yeah. Where are the Bulls on your...
Well, okay, let me go through mine. Sox, most miserable. Blackhawks, number two, and I had a hard time not putting them number one. I was just thinking about this. I miss the Blackhawks during the summer. Our summers were so Blackhawks for so many years that I hate that it's not happening early in the summer, obviously.
What do you mean? You got the draft every year in the summer.
Get out of here. Bulls are number three for me. So they're right in the middle.
I just think you don't care enough about the Bulls for them to be any higher, because if you were in the thick of it with the Bulls, you'd be like, what are we doing?
You're right. I'm not as emotional about the Bulls as you are.
Yes.
I get it. You're right. Bears, I would put as fourth right now. And then the Cubs, I mean, they're winning right now. And they're never, the bottom hasn't fallen out for the Cubs in a long time, even though I don't like back-to-back 83 and 79 seasons.
Didn't the bottom fall out 2 years ago?
What was the record? Well, it was eight. They did choke.
Isn't that what falling out?
To me, when I say that, it's 100 losses. Bottom falling out. Like 2004, where the bottom really falls out. But I won't soften that. I mean, you're absolutely right. 2023, when they have a 93% chance of going to the playoffs in September, it's a joke. There's no doubt.
Okay, so we're surpassing the final question? Is that what we're doing?
We are a little tight on time. So we are going to save... We have a great fifth question. It has to do with Aaron Rodgers, and we're going to do that on tomorrow's Five on It. 24-hour tease, baby.
All right.
It's Aaron Rodgers related. I'm going to give that away. That's part of the tease.
No wonder you were so itchy to get to it.
Yeah, I want to remind people, tune in tomorrow from 10 to 12:45. It'll be me. It'll be Grody. broadcasting live from Gallagher Way leading up to Cubs Pirates at Wrigley. It's all in support of Joel Gott Wines 815 Day. While you're there, stop by the Joel Gott Wines tent. You must be 21 years or older. Joel Gott Wines is the official wine partner of the Chicago Cubs. Come by and say hi to us, too.
Amen. Coming up next here on The Score on the Raheem and Harris Show, you're going to want to be around for this. We're going to talk to Mike Sando, who is a senior NFL writer for The Athletic. He wrote his annual NFL quarterback tears piece.
There's no crying in football.
There's no crying in football until
you hear.
Oh, that's
a different kind of tears. My bad.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But they will be in tears when they find out where Caleb Williams is ranked and in which tier he is living and why. We'll get the whys from Mike Sando coming up next on the Raheem and Harris Show. What's up, Hall? On Chicago Sports Radio 670, the Score.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Score.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
That's right.
Mike Sando of The Athletic back here on The Rich Eisen Show. All right, Mike, you did some fine work once again.
Very excited to have my next guest here. And this is Mike Sando. And
Mike Sando, NFL columnist for The Athletic.
And Mike Sando is the recipient of many of those juicy tidbits of information. He now joins us live. Senior NFL writer at The Athletic.
Welcome back into the Rahimi and Harris Show on The Score. I am Mark Grody filling in for Layla Rahimi. Sounds like Mike Sando knows what he is doing. He's a man of credibility, and he wrote his NFL quarterback tiers 2025, five tiers in which all the quarterbacks are listed. We'll talk to Mike here in just a second, but just so he doesn't have to waste his breath saying it, the 2025 quarterback tiers results are complete with commentary from a panel of 50 voters who were granted anonymity to share candid evaluations per Mike Sando. The panel comprised six general managers, six assistant GMs, six former GMs, five other executives, eight head coaches, coaches and 19 other coaches, including 15 coordinators, to come up with these particular tiers. As we now bring on, joining us on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline, is Mike Sando of The Athletic, a senior NFL writer for The Athletic. Download the Circa app today. Mike, thanks for joining us. Is that the only disclaimer required in terms of letting the audience know what these tiers are all about before we start to get into some questions for you?
It's really a great intro. In fact, when I heard Rich Eisen's voice, I'm like, wait a minute, I'm not doing Eisen right now, am I? It actually fooled me for a second, because I've done a couple of these things, and I looked on, no, okay, Eisen's not here. I would be ready for Eisen.
But, I know you would be, man. Robbie, get Rich Eisen on the phone. Get Eisen on the phone right now. No, really good intro by our guy, Robbie Triano. That is a way to bring in Mike Sando. Mike, I want to get right into it for our needs here. The thing that stands out to us when we go through your articles, the NFL quarterback tiers 2025, is that Jaden Daniels, in your tiers, he is tier 2, number 6 overall, top of that second tier, and then Caleb Williams is in tier 3, number 23 overall. So 6 overall, Jaden Daniels, 23 overall, Caleb Williams. What insight did you get on that disparity as to the way it ended up with your formula here?
Yeah, so I think I'm not surprised that Jaden Daniels was so high. I mean, because not only did he have a great season on a team that hadn't done anything for years, but he took them to the playoffs. They had a bottom 10 defense. That's hard to do. And he went to the championship game. And so that's amazing as a rookie. It's unprecedented in terms of doing it as a rookie without having a really good defense. So not a shock there. He breaks C.J. Stroud's record in my quarterback tiers, which I've been doing for 12 years. Stroud had broken Justin Herbert's record in terms of just your highest debut for a guy coming off of his rookie season. I'm not surprised by that. Now, the Caleb Williams commentary was different from the commentary of any of the other six rookies from the 2024 first round. And I'm not sure if he's being held to a higher standard because he was a consensus number one overall pick, but a lot of the coaches and executives had real concerns about his ability to process the game quickly enough. And that was different from the others. There weren't like big concerns with Jaden Daniels other than the usual, hey, will defenses adjust to him in the second year? I think with Bo Nix, it was very optimistic. Hey, he's found a great partner with Sean Payton. It looked good. You know, they had a good defense. They're going to keep winning. With Drake May, it was like, hey, you can see, you know, you can see the talent. Hard to evaluate because the situation around him was almost historically bad in terms of what they had on their roster. So, hey, let's punt. You know, too much criticism there. We'll give him another year. I think with Michael Penix, much the same. Hey, 3 starts, pretty good. You know, no red flags. Let's see more. And J.J. McCarthy, if there's a red flag, it's more like, hey, he's been hurt. The Vikings seem to have a little bit of indecision this offseason. Is there something more to the story there? But nothing really to it, concrete. So Caleb was the one who took the brunt of actual criticism from that group. And, you know, if the processing issue is real and is a big reason why he had whatever 60-some sacks, then the question is just, okay, does he grow out of that, or is that, you know, going to be something he has to overcome?
So I thought it was interesting because it's not just about the Jaden Daniels thing. It's about a couple of those other quarterbacks also being ahead of him from last year's draft class. Bo Nix, Drake May, and the interesting thing is so many more of your panel put Caleb Williams as a tier 4 quarterback, and that was the difference. And by your definition, a tier 4 quarterback could be an unproven player, not enough information for voters to classify, or a veteran who would ideally not start all 17 games.
Yeah, and I think it's more of a, hey, it was a not enough info because it was a tough situation for Caleb too. Obviously, they had coaching change during the year, multiple coordinators. Nobody thought that it was a great setup for him. So I think there's people who liked him coming out and said, you know, there were some things I liked, there were some things that concerned me. Maybe let's give him a 4 because I don't know that he, you know, showed a lot more than that. But there were some weird circumstances too, so we don't have to make a full evaluation. And that's kind of what, you know, look, some of these criticisms are pointed and seem damning, but it's year 2. He's got a new system, and you know the problem, the tough thing for these guys is, you know, and especially in a market like Chicago or New York, these big markets with super intense fans and media is that he's going to be evaluated at, he's being evaluated after every practice now, you know, and really in a new system, you probably got to give him half a year or, you know, 2/3 of this next season to just to kind of see, let him get acclimated, you know, before we really make set in stone some of these things that people saw from the first year.
Yeah, and you said, you know, the magic language too on Caleb, as you mentioned, Mike Sando of The Athletic, that his ability to process the game fast enough is not there. And I'm just staring at a guy, Justin Fields, who is in tier four for you, number 27 overall. And that was the problem ultimately for Justin Fields too. So it's kind of scary. You know, we look around at some of these, you know, elitely drafted quarterbacks. You know, Russell Wilson you have down as 26. The guy that I was wondering about though is Sam Darnold. After the year that he had last year, obviously with Minnesota, and I see him in tier three, tied for 20th overall with Bo Nix, with guys like Geno Smith and Trevor Lawrence ahead of him. Are you surprised by that, to see Sam Darnold where he is?
You know, maybe he could have been a little bit higher. I think those last two games really hurt him. Mm. You know, let's just say, think of a player like Darnold. So coming out of college, a lot of people liked him, right? I mean, he was a top five pick. Yeah. There was no one when they picked him that was saying, oh my gosh, what are you doing? You know, people liked the pick. Then he had a really rough go. And I think in retrospect, you get chewed up in New York. You know, I mean, that's Geno Smith. He was there too, and he had a nice career with Seattle, not a superstar, but a good quarterback, probably went to a Pro Bowl, you know, and was a good player and is still a pretty good player. So you take him out of that environment, he bounces around and then showed a little bit with the 49ers if you were looking closely enough. The system seemed to fit him pretty well. And then, you know, broke out. You'd think then those people who had him high coming out would be on the bandwagon, you know, hey, I'm right? I knew this guy could do it. But I do think that those last couple games, he looked overwhelmed, and that's a bad look for a quarterback. It wasn't just a bad game. It was kind of a little deer in headlights. You know, the rush is coming. And I think that probably took a little bit of steam away from him in the quarterback tiers this year. And people maybe want to see another season.
Wow, it's like he turned back into a pumpkin, because it was almost unfair the way we looked at Sam Darnold. Like we kept is this really Sam Darnold? Is this really what he is? and obviously the Seahawks are pretty confident, but maybe the rest of the NFL isn't.
Go ahead, Mike. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, I think the Seahawks, you know, are going to run the ball a lot more. You know, I think in fairness to Geno Smith, they didn't do a lot to help him last year. It was a lot of passing, shotgun passing, not much of a run game. And that wasn't what the head coach, Mike McDonald, wanted to do. So I think they're going to be much more in sync in terms of complementary football. They have a good defense now. I don't think they're going to ask Sam Darnold to throw the ball 35, 40 times a game unless they have to.
Mike Sando, senior NFL writer for The Athletic. We're going over his NFL QB Tiers 2025 edition here on the Raheem and Harris Show. It's Mark Grody in for Layla. Mike, I wanted to ask you about the process in which you gathered this information, because I wasn't sure if it was just a written poll and then you interviewed the guys afterwards or not. But I see some of the quotes here about Caleb Williams talking about the processing. I wonder how much more you got that delved into by various people in terms of whether they thought that could improve, or if it's a pre-snap processing or an actual getting the reads on your progressions processing that they were talking about.
Yeah, I think, you know, there. I think one of the comments in there was, you know, was along the lines of it may just take him more time. You know, like a Jaden Daniels seemed to click into that and was faster with everything right away. So I don't think it means he can't do it. But I do think when you take that many sacks, let's face it, the line was part of it. But, you know, I think it is a question of how much you improve off of that, right? It could be an incremental situation more than just wave a magic wand and that's not a problem anymore. In terms of the process, for me on doing this, it's my 28th year covering the NFL. It's my 12th year of doing this. So I have a lot of contacts, and there's you know, a fair amount of turnover every year in the panel that I go to, just because sometimes my schedule doesn't align with someone else's schedule. But I try after the draft, I'll spend 6 weeks, 2 months, you know, calling people that I already know, you know, visiting teams and connecting with people that way, following up later with a question about a ballot. Sometimes I'll have somebody will email me about, and I'll look at it, and then I'll talk to them later about five of the guys that they had in a different spot, or some with some of them I talk through the whole ballot. Just kind of depends on you know, how much time each of us has at that time. I try to get done before I take my vacation in July.
Nice.
Well, it's wonderful and it's thorough, and I really appreciate kind of peeling back and letting people know what that sausage process is to make the sausage.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no doubt. It's really fun. You got to have, to do this well, the conversations have to be candid and you have to have trust. And then I think in the end, too, you have to be fair to the players, too, because you are granting anonymity. So I try to balance it out if there's, an especially pointed comment that's good and adds to it, to not just go overboard.
Caleb Williams might still be a great quarterback. He may even still be an elite quarterback. I think everything is on the table for him. But what we learned last year is that Caleb Williams was not a plug-in play guy. Like, you weren't just going to get the magic out of Caleb Williams like you might get in some cases. You know, the words that we all use, generational and elite, we're all attached to it. Did you talk to people in all of your, in the context that you're mentioning and keeping things anonymous, that had these concerns before he was drafted? Because it felt like to me, of course there were detractors. There were people, loud people who said this is not the guy you should draft number one overall. But I feel like most people were slam dunking that Caleb Williams is number one. Are there more people now who are admitting and saying or revealing to you that they saw the early struggles coming?
There's one person that I can think of that said it before Caleb ever played. And he said to me, he's an interesting person. He in his ballot this year, he only had Burrow and Mahomes in tier one. So like seeing it through the lens of, hey, pure passing is where it's at, right? And maybe docking a little bit the guys who rely on their legs, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, very interesting. But his concern was that Caleb Williams held the ball too much and it was going to be a real problem for him in the NFL, that wasn't something that was going to go away. And it was going to make the Bears have to sort of play from behind the chains a lot. That there will be some big plays, but you're going to lack the consistency of the offense. So you're going to have a lot of sack and negative plays that force you to punt, right? And just make it hard to stay consistent and stay on track in terms of down and distance. And I think, that's kind of what we have seen so far, and it remains to be seen if it's a fatal flaw or something that's going to stick with him. But I do know one guy who said it before he even played.
Mike, we appreciate you coming on. Really appreciate the work that you put into this. It's great fodder, great stuff to discuss. And for the Bears fans listening and for our sakes, we hope that Mr. Caleb Williams makes it into an earlier tier. Give me tier two at least, Mike.
Thanks, Mike, so much.
That'll be a good season this year if he gets up there for sure. So thanks. Appreciate it.
Yep. That is Mike Sando, senior NFL writer for The Athletic. You could follow him on Twitter if you would like, at Sando NFL. And he was with us on Zoom, too. So I'm glad you got to see Mike Sando out there. And it is what it is. Like, nothing that he said right there is I can't argue against any of it. Where he has Jaden Daniels, where he has Caleb Williams. I think Caleb probably could have been up a little bit just projecting him. Like, it's almost like...
No, we're not doing projecting.
We're not even projecting.
I think that was the point that he was trying to get across.
That's a good distinction. I'm glad you made that.
Yeah, I think when he talks about the tier four and where guys are and the fact that 15 of the 60 put him in tier four, basically it was like incomplete, not enough information. You had the 10-game losing streak and we saw how badly Shane Waldron did it. So we're doing you a favor by saying we don't know.
I tell you what, the biggest thing that Sando said, the critique that is out there that we have played with, that Ryan Poles is talking about, is Caleb Williams' ability to process the game fast enough. When we come back on the Raheemy and Harris Show, we will listen to Ryan Poles answer that exact question. It's next on The Score.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Sup? Rahimi and Harris on Chicago Sports Radio 670
The Score. That music got you a little bit?
I guess.
Yeah.
Little flute, little jazz flute there, like Will Ferrell in Anchorman.
Flute. Little 2 Chainz, little Larry June, The Alchemist. Life is beautiful, Grody. That's the name of the song.
I love it. Little flouting, little
flutin'. Sup.
So yeah, that
definitely caught Mark Grody off guard. I just want to point that out.
Sup. I like it. I am up for sampling all sorts of different kinds of music. I got Riot Fest on my brain, but I'm here for the Floating Butterfly songs as well. It looks like Adam Studzinski is down with that as well.
Of course. Adam Studzinski is down with that. I'm not surprised by that at all.
Yes, I've run into Studs at multiple concerts.
Speaking of
town.
Being surprised, yeah. Yes. The Bears are surprising me just with all the things that have happened in the last 24 hours or so.
Well,
including Ryan Poles and the things he has had to say.
The GM, thanks for getting us back on track.
That's what I'm here for.
The general manager of the Chicago Bears, Ryan Poles. I like the way you sense that. You're like, Grody's going in a direction. We don't have much time here. Ryan Poles was talking on the Mully and Haw show today on if Caleb Williams's ability to process the game faster is getting better.
That's the time that you put into it as well. I mean, you got to get to the point. And I had all my scouts in. We actually spent time on, not so much processing speed, but instincts, read and react. And we really focused on that for every single position. And we feel like the more reps that you get at it and the more big picture understanding of what you're trying to accomplish within the scheme allows you then to start speeding that up. And the more reps that you get, the more opportunities that you get, you should see that improve. Obviously, you got to put the time in and have that relationship to get the clear understanding. So, yeah, we believe that that's definitely part of the evaluation, something that can continue to improve over time. So that'll be interesting. And I tell you what, like, you look across the league, and I know there's historically, you're probably right, but, you know, when you see a guy like Josh Allen and his completion percentage and accuracy, improve like it did. You know, it gives you hope in development of really everyone on your roster. I mean, I'm looking at Nashawn Wright. I'm looking at Theo, offensive line. We're looking at Dom and Booker. Like, it's been really cool to see this staff lean into these guys and see this growth in a very short period of time. So as long as the work ethic's there, the dedication is there, the passion for the game, and then there's a relationship with the coach where they trust them, I think you can grow in all these different areas.
It's Ryan Poles, the general manager of the Chicago Bears, on our morning show, the Mully and Haas Show, with Ruthie Polinsky in this morning. I didn't like the way he'd sort of added other players into the mix, the old generalizing, and this is what all of our players are going through, and everybody is doing this.
But Mark, it's yes. The names that he mentioned, and the one name that sticks out to me that's like, oh, the way he got Theo in there with Nashawn Wright, we'd heard plenty about because we've seen him.
Benedict,
and then Dom Robinson.
Dom Robinson.
But Theo Benedict, he's Johnny come lately, and all of a sudden Johnny might be taking over.
Right. Is it real? Is Theo Benedict real?
I'm asking because
is he even out there? We'll ask Emma.
Hearing the GM talk about it, Mark, changes things. Because he didn't say it like he took the time to bring him up. He wasn't asked about him. He's like, I'm going to insert him into this equation as being on this tier of guys who have improved enough to get real playing time in games, perhaps.
Yeah, well, and he did say the key word in my ears was more reps. That's two words. More reps, more reps, more reps, which brings me to the next cut. And that part also makes me wonder again why they couldn't put the starters out there for that first preseason game. Like, I don't have an enormous anger about that, but if we are into this area where more reps, more reps, more reps, where were the reps in that? They're going to get reps in this game, obviously, on Sunday night. We know the starters are playing. For how long, we don't know. Maybe Emma will know when we talk to him at 1 o'clock. But the other thing that we kind of figured out from Ryan Poles with Mully and Haw is that it's very possible the starters will play in the third preseason game as well.
Ben and I, we have a lot of discussions about this to start. The one thing I really appreciate about Ben is he's very, very thoughtful. And it's really a part of being a head coach that no one really thinks about when you're putting together the schedule, the workloads, working with sports science, and also your installation process as well. He's been very thoughtful with that and has had a great plan that I absolutely agree with. Obviously wanted to get a high volume of reps for that group last week against Miami as well, plus the pregame, and now be able to roll out and get these guys going in a live situation in the stadium where, you know, you got to get the calls through the headsets, and it's a normal game operation. So, you know, we did have a lot of conversations, and I like the progression. I would not assume that this would be the last one either.
Okay.
I think he's going to take a look and see how practice goes, how the game goes, and kind of determine how we're going to approach the third game. But I think we're still pretty open to how we're going to approach the Kansas City operation as well, because kind of the big challenge over the last few years is when you have that empty space where it used to be a fourth preseason game, I think you have to really look at that differently, because that's a long time between games and between live action. So
yep.
We'll continue to work through that, but I wouldn't make any assumptions on the last game either.
Yeah, it's pretty smart on the part of Ryan Poles, the general manager of the Bears, who again was on the Mully and Haw Show. What it reminds me of all of that is a more general thing, and that is it's different when you're practicing on the four fields in Lake Forest at Hallis Hall and in your comfortable facility than when you're actually playing at Soldier Field. When they had that Soldier Field practice, it was bad. And some of the reason was, and as Cole Kmet said out loud, transparently, that it's just a little bit different when you're there. Like, some guys might have been a little bit nervous, a nervous energy. Even for Ben Johnson, learning the operation and literally hearing what his voice sounds like from sideline to quarterback with a crowd in the background and the pressure that feels different. So that's just another reason that you want to see it be as real as you could possibly make it in a preseason.
Yeah, and that's why the news that they might do this week and they might do it again next week.
Exactly.
And I think the reason they didn't do it last week is a couple of reasons, but I think one of the reasons is I don't think they were ready. I don't think they had
you're buying into that one, huh?
Yeah.
They didn't want to put that out there.
Yeah.
They're like, Caleb, it's like me,
let's take another week.
Right. It's like me going on dates right now. I am not putting this out there. I am not putting that out there for people right now. That I think that's what was going on with Caleb.
I think you need to put that out there for people right now. If you need my assistance, I'm here.
I will hit you.
I
never want to put a date in the position to be like, well, is the personality enough? I am not sure. We'll see. Because, yeah.
Your personality is enough, Mark.
Yeah,
well, I'm here to tell you.
Yeah, I don't want. I am not putting this out there. But anyway, we need to take a break. We got so many questions. I feel like this whole show is built up to us going out to Hallis Hall.
I love Chris Emma.
I know you
do. I do not want to fight Chris Emma. I will not fight him anymore.
I want all of the above. I want to fight Chris Emma. I'm not particularly fond of Chris Emma.
I love Chris Emma.
So there it is. Nonetheless, we will go out to Hallis Hall and bring in Chris Emma next on the Raheem and Harris Show with me, Mark Grody, on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.